Knox County has changed one of its COVID-19 benchmarks from a green light to a red light after a recent spike in new cases. WUOT's Claire Heddles spoke with the lead epidemiologist at the Knox County Health Department, Roberta Sturm, about her biggest concerns in guiding the county's reopening plan.
I think it's important to remember that even though we did see 12, then 10, then 14 cases, that case count is still pretty low. And that's just one benchmark that we look at, and we look at all the benchmarks to kind of gather a collective picture of what's really going on in our community.
Your team originally proposed 28-day minimum time frames for each reopening phase, which didn't happen in phase one. Do you still think altering the previous commitment and starting phase two a couple days early was a good idea?
You know, that decision was based on data. The data suggested that it was appropriate, and it was 3 days early. I think that it was a good idea just because, you know, the data indicated that it was.
From what I see from the data, Hispanic and Latino residents of Knox County are at a much higher case rate per 10,000 people, almost six times the rate of the rest of the population. If the rate were as high as it is for Hispanic Knox Countyans countywide, how do you think the phased reopening plan would look different?
I think that would all depend on how quickly we arrived at that number. Right now, I think it's around seven, how many cases per 10,000 that we have right now. And that's going to creep up with every single new case that we get. If that were to happen all at once, that would be problematic. But, you know, if that occurs over time, over, you know, 6 months to a year, I wouldn't necessarily say that that would change, you know, the phase reopening. And again, it would go back to looking at all benchmarks and see how they compare.
And there's been discussion around privacy recently, particularly considering law enforcement access to COVID-19 patient database, which has now been stopped, but alongside with contact tracing efforts, how do you balance residents' right to privacy with your goals in Knox County?
The information that we collect on cases is protected by HIPAA. To the greatest ability that we can, we don't share that data. If one of our cases has several contacts, when we reach out to those contacts, we don't tell them who the case was. We tell them that they have been exposed. And people don't really like to hear that they've been exposed, and we won't tell them who they've been exposed to. But that's something we take very seriously, and we consider that in all of our investigations.
And do you think mass exposure, what some outlets have called the kind of Sweden experiment, so that people develop antibodies to COVID-19, is that a viable or considered public health strategy in Knox County?
So I think, you know, a mass exposure is exactly what we're trying to prevent. There's a lot of unknowns about immunity to coronavirus, this particular coronavirus so far. We don't know how long that immunity lasts. We don't know when someone would arrive at immunity. And we don't really have that information yet to say whether or not a mass exposure would even do our community any good other than to maybe kind of put a lot of pressure and stress on our healthcare system. But I will say that we do want people to remain healthy, and we hope that maybe eventually there will be a vaccine for this. And we would like to get to herd immunity if that's possible, but we just don't want to get there at one time. That needs to be stretched out over a longer time period through vaccination, not through a mass exposure.
That was Roberta Sturm, the lead epidemiologist at Knox County Health Department. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.